Sherry! What? We're recording. Tape's rolling, or whatever you call this. I don't know if it's a tape. I don't know what it is, but it's digital is rolling. You can hear it now.
Yeah.
Okay. Is that too loud? Tell me.
It's a little loud.
How's that?
Better, yeah.
Better? All right. You sound good.
I look good.
Okay.
Okay.
Welcome to Gang of Two, a hilarious look at coupledom.
From a couple of dumbs.
Didn't have to wheel your chair in today. What'd you think about that?
I know. I think it's missing a little something. It's become tradition.
It kind of has, hasn't it?
Mm-hmm. This is weird sitting at a table.
We're sitting at a table at the kitchen table, and we're just looking at each other.
Yeah.
It's kind of weird.
Yeah.
But we have information.
Staring game.
Yeah.
Staring contest.
Go.
This is really...
Oh, blinked.
Oh, no. No, you can blink.
No, you can't blink. You can blink. You cannot blink in a staring contest.
You just can't look away.
Otherwise, it's not a staring contest.
Yes, it is.
I got your ass, and that's the way it is. All right. Welcome to the show. We already did the hilarious part. Did we do that? A hilarious look at coupledom.
We forgot the part where you cheat at the staring game.
Your voice sounds good. I'm looking at the levels here. This is good. We have the Rodecaster Pro set up in the studio or the house here. And the cool part is we have so many things to talk to you about. But first, gosh, we just kind of did our post-bicycle ride.
Yeah.
It's a beautiful day today.
It's gorgeous here.
It's
here,
Sunday.
Yeah.
We're recording this on Sunday. It's more information on that coming up soon.
Sunny, not a cloud in the sky, and I don't know. Mid-70s?
Yeah, it's great. 70s. Breezy, a little breeze going.
It's really nice. Too many people.
Yeah, but it's really, really nice. So it's our post-bike ride pre-fish taco.
Pre-grilled fish tacos.
We're going to be doing that today. I was bummed at the store that didn't have Pacifico beer.
Oh.
Had to go for the yuppie Stella.
Stella
beer. Anyway, I like that. With tacos, with fish tacos, light beer.
Yeah.
Okay, there you go. Anyway, on today's show, we have a hilarious... Dear Dumbs email we have to get to.
I have not heard it, read it, seen it.
And I believe our last Dear Dumbs email, our last Dear Dumbs thing that we responded to is now in the Folio Weekly. This thing just was released.
Yeah.
For those of you in Jacksonville, Florida, pick up one of those and read our article. It's pretty fun. Pretty
we
cool.
We are authors.
We've got that going on. Plus, on today's show, Sherry has figured out a way to solve the crowd noise issue for the NFL.
Yeah, you wrote that last night. You wrote it down when you were high.
I was. Shut up. You were high.
I was not high.
You actually told the. You actually said that, and I think it made a lot of sense.
Oh, all right.
You came up with a good idea.
All right.
Because we were watching the news. We'll get into that, and also we found somebody. Over the holiday, our little vacation, that I think that we are better than. Just going to throw it out there.
Oh, I love that.
Because there aren't many people we're better than.
Not many at all.
But we found somebody. Okay. But first we need to thank our Patreon members before we get into catching up, before we get into anything. Thank you so much to Lori Wicca. She signed up. She's a new Patreon member, member. And that, I believe that's Cassie's mom.
I was wondering.
Yeah. Hello, Lori. Thank
awesome.
You for joining
Thank
us.
Thank you so
and,
much.
And
yeah.
Really, the Patreon is what keeps this thing going.
Yeah.
I'll explain that here in a second. Also, Kenny McDonald.
Nice.
Has joined us as well as a Patreon member.
I like your French fries.
Mark Miller also joined us. He signed up at the $5 level, said, screw it, I'm going 10.
Oh, my God.
So thank you, Mark. We appreciate
thank
that.
You.
And Laurie Lowry. Laurie, it's L-A-R-E-E,
almost
Lowry.
A tongue twister.
It's almost like rural juror.
Exactly.
But Laurie Lowry
thank you.
Is now a new Jumped In member.
Nice.
So thank you, Laurie. I emailed Laurie and said, hey, what do you want to talk about? Do you want us to promote your podcast, you want to, I don't care what it is.
Yeah.
You know, it could be your Instagram page.
Yeah.
It could just be us to say hi to you. I don't know what it is. Or do you have a business? I don't know. And never heard back.
Oh.
But Laurie, thank you so much for joining us. And we really, really, really do appreciate you because this does cover all the costs now. We are officially getting all of
our
cost covers.
We're in the black.
We are barely in the black and we are just about to start streaming. Now, pretty soon, you and I are going to be sitting next to each other with a camera on us, with a cell phone.
Nope.
We just have to figure out what time to do that. Your phone's going off in the background. Listen to that.
Yeah, it's pretty.
Yeah, listen to
it. It's we could make a sound, song out of it.
A sound out of that. Anyway, so thank you very much for signing up, for the Jumped In people, and also all you people for Patreon. It is really, truly helping us out a lot. There's no doubt about that. Time to catch up.
This is fancy, man.
Isn't that cool? I didn't have to like struggle and look for the phone or anything like that. It's pretty good. Yeah. All right, so this is the Roadcaster Pro. This is what you guys got us.
That's right.
You guys did this, and
I take a picture of it.
I did.
You did,
and I posted that on there.
Did you take a picture of it with all the lights on? Because it's real pretty.
The lights are pretty on there, aren't they? The little color-coded lights and everything. But anyway, thank you guys so much. This is going to go a long way. This is what this machine not only has all the bells and whistles, it's also going to allow us to stream right from here to Facebook. We're going to do it on my Facebook page for now.
Okay.
So we're going to be doing that. I was thinking about YouTube. I don't know. We'll try it a few different places to see how well things go. But anyway, we're going to be streaming starting in September. Not sure exactly which Monday. We just need to figure out what times to start.
September 2020?
Or this is like real, real soon, like very soon. So there you go. Thank you to you people that do that. And we have a brand new website, too. What do you think of that?
We do.
I showed that
to you. Oh, that's right. Yeah, it's awesome.
It's gangof2.net. Somebody already had gangof2.com, and they wanted like $2,100 for it.
And we laughed. We laughed heartily and said, net.
Somebody stole it from us already. Yeah. But anyway, so we have a new website on there. Every show is listed. You can also subscribe to the podcast. They have a little thing on there that has all, you just click whatever you want to subscribe on.
Peasy.
Whether it's Apple, whether it's iTunes, or what, I don't even know what they're called. Whether it's Google. They've got all these things you can subscribe to on, which is super cool. And there's also a contact page. So look in the bottom if you need to email us, but it goes right to us.
The bottom
where it says contact, just do that. There's also the Gang of Two store link. We got a few things up in the store. The only thing that we have on there right now is a couple of Gang of Two shirts and also the fuck trophy shirt for the kids, which by the way, people loved. People love the fuck trophy shirts. By the way, if you want to get a fuck trophy shirt for your kid, it's hilarious. It doesn't actually say fuck. It says F and a couple of little things and then a K. So, but you get the idea.
Yeah.
So you don't have to feel like a complete asshole when your kid's wearing it around. Another thing that Sherry and I talked about when we were on vacation, which I think you needed. You needed the vacation a lot more than I did.
Yeah.
I think so. You like doing the show here. But I also know you really like vacation. You like some downtime.
I do. I just wish we could have gone somewhere. I wish it could have been a real vacation.
Yeah, we
it was
went,
a staycation.
We did go one place for a night or two. We went to the San Juan Islands, a place called Lummi Island, and there's a restaurant there. Yeah. Holy crack.
Holy cracking.
You know what? You need to be on crack to go to this place because it is... I don't mind telling you, we should put that on the Snooty James Instagram page because that is one of those meals that you save for.
You're right.
It's an experience.
Yeah.
It's not just a food, let's go out and eat.
It's an
experience. And I don't mind telling you, you pay a pretty damn penny.
You do.
But it was absolutely worth it. We had a real good time. We were there with a couple of friends.
Yeah.
And we had a good time.
And we had a
great
time.
Brian and Alex.
Yeah, we sat outside.
It was beautiful.
It was beautiful. The restaurant is on the water or across the street from the water. So
it was great. So you guys want to look that up. Yeah. One of the things that we had talked about though on vacation was we want to start a foundation eventually for the show.
Oh, we do?
Yes. And that would include
muscular dystrophy.
No. Well,
macular degeneration.
What else do you want to start
MD,
it for?
Something. Apparently I like MDs.
Yeah. Why are you going for the MD thing?
I don't know.
What I want to do and the way we had talked about it, and you act like we hadn't talked about this. We do? Huh? Either you really forget or you're just being an ass. I don't know what it is.
If it's both?
Okay. It's probably both. But we want to start a foundation, and our whole thing is that We just want to make sure the money actually goes to the people that need it. I don't want any middleman. I don't want anybody fundraising. I don't want any of that. But there's a lot that gets involved. We have to get an attorney involved. We have to do that. We have to get a board of directors, from what I'm learning, which I think the people that listen to this show should be on the board of directors. I think it should be a thing where we all know on the up and up what's going on.
This sounds like a lot of work already.
Don't worry. You won't have to do it.
Go. Then I approve.
It's a little echoey in here.
Yeah.
Echo.
Oh, yeah, a little bit.
The hummingbirds.
They're back. Well, did we talk about how they were gone?
No, we didn't. So they left and now they're back. Thanks for checking in.
A spoiler alert.
They're not all back, though. There's only two of them, and then they're dicky ones. They're like, I don't know what's going on. The ones that sat in the tree all day, like
Shug,
and what's the other one? There was another one we had.
Dandy.
But they just, they're not hanging out anywhere.
They all disappeared for a couple of weeks. We thought somebody poisoned them or something.
Yeah.
And then a few days ago, I think maybe they were busy giving birth to babies.
Well, I hope so. I hope you're right. I hope you're right.
Yeah.
One of the other things that I decided to do, because I do have a lot going on. I've got another couple podcasts. I got the Terry James Alive that I did. I did a real quick one. I'm calling them stick and move ones. Mm. I did you were in the shower yesterday, and I did a 10-minute podcast, 10-minute and under show.
Nice.
I enjoyed it. It was fun.
Oh, nice.
And then, of course, I've got one that I'm doing with my buddy Mike Pace, where this thing's starting to kind of take place. It's called Who Decides with Pace and James. And that's the guy, Mike is the guy who was originally supposed to be Lex.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, he was the guy that was going to move to Jacksonville, and then I got threatened the job, fired, and a long story. Anyway, Mike's a professional stand-up comedian, headliner, been a headliner for many years, pretty popular, been on Curb Your Enthusiasm and a bunch of other commercials and things like that. So Mike and I are doing a show and we're really enjoying it. It's kind of turning into a couple of old dudes just trying to find their heart.
Is this an ad for your show, on our show?
It kind of is.
For it?
I am. You know what? It kind of was, wasn't it? I'm sorry. I just wrote. But what I was leading into is that on vacation, I decided that all these things that I have going on, this podcast and everything else, that I stopped journaling. I decided to, and all those journals that I'd written, I threw them out. Just threw them in the trash. Don't ever want to see them.
There were no little nuggets in there?
No, nothing. It just, there's really no nuggets. I just don't have a lot of time to do. So I'm going to turn my meditation type of time. I'm going to really step that up. And that's going to be the way I visualize all the other crap.
Yeah.
Does that bother you?
What?
No. Okay, good. All right. Anyway.
Not a lot bothers me, Terry.
That's good, Sherry. It's really nice, Sherry James.
Have you noticed that? I'm pretty easygoing. Would you say that?
I would say that. Yeah. I would say that until you're not.
Well, doesn't that you just explained to everyone. It described everyone.
So we were watching when we were on vacation, this television show, and this is the people that were better then.
Oh, yeah.
This Raw Travel Show. Has anybody seen this Raw Travel Show?
Oh,
it is a dude who's just the most unlikable.
I'm pretty sure he's paying the station to have his show on.
I think they do that
on TV.
I think that's pretty much what they do. It's a syndicated thing, so it's not a network show or anything. So it's a syndicated show, much like radio, where he probably sells the ad spot. They give him a couple of ad spots, and I don't know how he does it, but it is the worst show. If anybody's seen Raw Travel, he thinks he's like Anthony Bourdain. He's like Anthony Bourdain, with no knowledge of food, no knowledge of travel, no knowledge of other cultures, no knowledge of the English language.
And no personality.
No personality. This guy, but he's got himself a show.
Yeah, because he pays.
Got himself a show, which made me think, we should do this. And the best part of that show is he always tries to end up with a hotter local woman that I'm having tea with them, and they can't even speak.
Yeah.
It's just creepy.
He's probably telling people he's, dating her, and she's sitting there going, when do I get paid?
It's just
she
weird.
Has no idea.
So if anybody's seen that Raw Travel, I'm going, I see those things and I go, God, you and I could do that easy.
Yeah.
you know, we know a little something, especially with you, about the culinary thing. I know enough buzzwords to get by that looks like I know what I'm doing. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. We like to travel.
I know to ask questions.
You do know how to ask questions. So what do you say?
I would say something like, is that fish?
And here's the scary part. That is better than what this guy does. Is that fish? Okay. All right. I gotcha. All right. So you have figured out a way, and Sherry says I was high on the couch, but mm-hmm. we were watching the news.
Yes.
And they were talking about how the NFL, they're trying to, they had a, we were watching the local news. They were talking about the Seahawks.
Yes.
And Pete Carroll, the coach of the Seahawks, was on, and he was talking about they have to set a level and decide how loud it's going to be in the stadium, and it has to sit there all year long or something.
I guess so
there's no cheating. So some teams can't pump in and make it louder or whatever. They have to decide. Some people could decide on zero crowd noise if they want, from what I understand.
I wonder if it has to be the same for both when both teams are on the offense. You know what I mean?
Yes, it has to stay the whole time.
The whole time.
From what I understand. Now,
which, you know what? That's actually not fair because this stadium here is known for how loud it is, correct? Mm-hmm,
yeah, and the home field advantage.
So when the opposing team has the ball, you're trying to make it noisy. But when we have the ball, we're trying to be quiet.
Mm-hmm.
You should be able to have that same.
Yes, that same thing throughout this. And maybe they will. I don't know exactly what they're going to do, but you did have a good idea.
I did.
When you were high.
When I was not high, you were.
You were high.
I was just saying that they should, you know, put some microphones into some of the bigger fans' houses.
Mm-hmm.
And then they watch the game live. Mm-hmm. And then they get real audio in real time.
Yeah, so if there's like,
pump it back to the stadium.
2,500 people or something like that, some of the bigger fans, 5,000 people.
Yes.
All that does is bandwidth and a microphone.
Yeah.
And all they do is just scream from their house.
Right.
And it's in real time. It's watching. It's booing. It's booing the official.
Right.
It's getting quiet when their home team has the ball.
Right.
I think it's a great idea.
I think it's fantastic.
I think you've solved the whole thing.
I think I did. Thank you very much.
Yeah.
Check, please.
Now, one of the other things that we have going on, we talked about Dear Dumbs, and today's episode, even though we're back right now, it's we're still trying to figure out the machines, we're still trying to do all this and all that, but Dear Dumbs has kind of turned into something. Our weekly email that we do, it's turned into a newspaper, or what, it's not a newspaper, an article in the Folio Weekly, which is really monthly in Seattle, but soon to be Folio Weekly's monthly may go bi-weekly. I don't know.
Not to be confused with bi-monthly.
Uh-huh. But we actually have an article in there. And this one, I have to tell you, I think we're going to have a lot of fun with this one. I hope we are. Maybe I hate calling my shot because then all of a sudden it sucks and you and I are staring at each other and all that.
This is good. Did I hear this one already?
Yeah, you approved of this one.
Okay.
Thanks for showing up today. Appreciate it. It's good to have you here. Okay, Dear Dumbs, let me start by saying that I look forward to Mondays now because of your Gang of Two podcast. That's very nice of you.
That is nice.
Let me get right to it. 3 years ago, my wife and I spent our 20th wedding anniversary in France. We saved for 10 years. With the intent of doing it right. We really wanted to celebrate, and we accomplished that goal. So, you know, in your 10-year end, they said, on our 20th, let's go to France and let's do it right.
Nice.
Let's save, let's do all this, because I want to get this point across, because it's very important.
Right.
So that's what I, let's remember they saved for 10 years for this. Okay. Am I leading the witness?
Yes.
And it says, before we left for the trip, my wife's mother got very sick. It was pretty serious, but we decided to go anyway, thinking that we could be rested to take care of her her needs when we returned. Okay? They decided to go. So far, so good, right? That's what it says. says, well, while we were in Paris, I got a call from her neighbor that said an ambulance was in front of her house and they would call me as soon as they got some more information. I decided to keep that information to myself as to not to ruin the mood of our celebration. Plus, we really didn't know what was going on, if anything. So why bother worry my wife?
Oh, God, don't tell me she died. If she died, I'm going to. Okay, go ahead.
With the time difference, I didn't hear from them again until the following morning as we were just getting ready to leave for a brunch that my wife had planned and she was very excited about.
Oh, God.
I took the phone call outside because the reception was better. And that's when I was informed that my mother-in-law, her mother, had passed away. Why are you laughing at this? What is wrong with you? What is wrong with you? Well, you're red, too. Are you okay?
I called it. That's all I'm saying.
You did call it. It said, boy, what a mistake.
Oh, my God.
I've been paying for this.
Oh, my God.
Hold on. Where was it? Sorry. Okay, here it is. I missed a whole paragraph. Oh. Here it says, I made the decision right there to keep the information to myself. That was no easy task because my thoughts were, how and when would be the best to break the news to my wife that her mother had passed away?
Oh, my God. So he didn't tell her right away.
I decided I had to tell her. However, I would do it after dinner that night. By the way, this guy's name is Dick.
Oh, God.
Dick in Green Cove Springs.
Oh, my God.
Hold on.
Oh, God.
It said, boy, was that a mistake. I have been paying for the way I handled the situation for 3 years now.
Oh, God.
She's still grieving and now thinks I'm heartless and selfish. I thought that my heart was actually in the right place. Do you think this will ever get better? I'm hoping it's something that we can actually laugh at down the road. This guy keeps piling it on.
Well, we're laughing about it now. Go ahead. Is he done?
Yeah, laugh at it. Thanks for your help, Dick in Green Cove Springs.
Dick, you, she won't ever be laughing about it. So.
Really?
Yeah.
Really? He's not going to get credit for...
I mean, he should.
He should totally get credit for trying to have, the thing that they saved forever. Let's back up.
Right.
They saved for 10 years for this. She's not going to come back to life.
Right.
She's not going to come back to life.
But if she's handling it now the way she is, I don't think she's ever going to have a change of heart.
Well, I got to have this guy's back a little bit.
Well, yeah, no.
And I hope that he is playing this show for her.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
I hope that he is. Yeah. And I hope that, I know that his heart was in the right place, and I don't think that he should, be raked over the coals for this. This is where I think people don't put themselves in the other person's position.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I think if she really sat back and went, God, went over all the facts.
Because here's the thing, they were at least an 8-hour plane ride away from home.
Yeah.
Right. So even if he had told her when he did, I mean, she's already passed, right?
Yeah, I guess. Yeah, she's totally.
Or even
passed.
Even then, because she didn't know she.
Yeah, you're not.
To the hospital.
You're not getting back from Paris. You're just not going to make it.
It wouldn't have made any difference at all.
No, you're not going to get back.
It's
from
unfortunate.
There.
You know, when my dad passed
away.
It was right after my birthday. Remember?
Yes,
50th
I do.
50th birthday, mm-hmm. And we were in. We were going to Palm Springs is when I found out he had gone into a coma. And I didn't tell you.
You didn't tell me?
No. I didn't tell anybody.
Well, this is all news to me.
Yeah, I didn't tell you because they didn't. I didn't talk to the doctor. I only talked to my dad's girlfriend. And I knew what that meant. When he went into a coma, I knew what that meant. I knew there was no coming out of it. I just knew that. I knew I was going to have to go there. But we had already had this. We were on our way to Palm Springs, like the day before is when I found out. So we went to Palm Springs, and I felt bad about it the whole time because I'm like, oh, my God, we're having a great time here, No. Well, my dad's
Well, you covered it up
there.
Pretty good, you heartless, selfish, soulless bitch.
And then when we got back, I had a birthday party, right?
Yeah. Oh, I remember that.
Yeah.
Yeah, we had a big birthday party for you.
Yeah, and then after the birthday party is when I told you.
am I just learning about this?
I think I told you this before.
I don't remember this.
But there was no, you know,
there's nothing you could do.
Right. I mean, I didn't know at the time he was, I remember I actually went to
Yeah, you went Virginia, to be with him.
And I helped him.
Pass.
Yeah.
Yeah. You were the only one. You were with him.
So he was on a machine, mm-hmm. and I went there. So I knew that that was what I was going to have to do, but it wasn't going to, you know, getting there a day early or two, whatever, changing our plans wasn't going to change the outcome for him.
Yeah, and the way I looked at it, Dick here was, you know, wanted his wife to really enjoy this time instead of, you know, walking around being stuck in Paris,
right?
Knowing this and not being able to get home. You know, very rarely do you're able to hop on a transcontinental flight and get home ASAP.
Right.
You know, very rarely.
Right.
And if you are, you're paying through the nose for it.
So,
it's
and
tough.
Here's what they would have done. They would have been sitting at dinner. Okay, so they changed their flight and they're waiting to go home. And now she's bummed out because her mom's dead.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And here's this great meal.
Yeah.
And you can't.
Can't enjoy it.
Yeah, I think you did her a favor.
And first of all, if I put, let's just say this happened to me and you. We were there and I found out that your mom passed away.
Yeah.
I couldn't wait to tell you.
You say that, but I don't.
I could not wait. Our dinner would be better.
These are all jokes. Just to be clear.
So what is your thing? If you were giving his wife, let's say his wife, some advice.
Yeah.
On this email, this Dear Dumbs email, what would you say?
You know, I could see where she would be upset not knowing. But then if she could just look at the situation and say, you know, it wasn't going to change anything. You guys couldn't get back there in time. It was what it was.
Yeah, there's many ways to justify his actions.
Yeah.
But I really think that, like it said here, I've been for 3 years now, she's still grieving and thinks I'm heartless and selfish. If those are the words, obviously, she's probably said to him, I really don't think he was heartless because I really believe that his heart was in the right place. He's just a dude. Dudes don't handle things right.
And, you know, and maybe she accuses him of, you know, not wanting to ruin his own vacation.
Yeah, true. And there could be that. But that would, I guess, fall under the selfish category. But
you
I don't what? Think he's selfish at all. I
you
think
know,
that he's far knows, from it.
You know who's a selfish person in this whole scenario?
Who?
The mother.
She should have waited.
She should have waited.
She should have waited.
She ruined their vacation.
Okay. Dude, Dick, my thoughts are with you. I am so sorry that you have to go through this. I hope that your wife will realize that, and I'm going to speak from a guy's point of view here. Yeah. We're stupid. Okay. Oh. We're just dumb. Oh. And you don't want to ruin things. And I took everything that he has said into consideration, the saving for 10 years, the visualizing and talking about it, all that excitement leading up, then, the fact that she had booked a place for a brunch, you know, she booked that. Dudes don't book,
he said she did,
book
yeah.
brunches,
yeah.
you know, so there's all that.
Yeah.
I think he did the right thing. I probably wouldn't have told her until we got home. Oh yeah. By the way,
I probably would have sensed something was going on.
He said that he told her after dinner. I don't know how many more days they had left. I wish I would have known.
He didn't say which dinner. No.
Yeah, it sounded like it was.
I just want to let you know they buried your mom today.
Yeah, but you missed it. And I sent some flowers, you know. Sent them from you. So, you know, this would be a total guy thing. It'd be just a total dude thing.
I found out what her favorite color was.
So I'm not that heartless. I put some thought into this shit. No, I think you're okay, dude. And I do hope that one day you're able to laugh about it.
Yeah.
Look what you did. You provided us a lot of great content with
That's right.
And it was a lot of fun. We really do appreciate it. So thank you. Thank you very much. Well, it's time to thank our Jumped In members. Thank you for being here today, and thank you for getting back into this. These shows are going to get a little longer, a little bit.
They are?
Well, when we do the live streaming, it's just going to be one of those things. So, and I'm excited about it. I'm excited. We're going to be able to take phone calls through this machine. People are going to be able to call our phone number.
That'll be good. That'll
and we're going to be able to, we can do it live. It'll be a blast. We're just going to have a really fun time. Anyway, thank you very much to all of our Patreon jumped in members. These are the people that have put forth the, there's only like 10 spots. And the last one opened up.
Yeah.
One opened up and I was going to make it so it was just 9 spots. I was going to rid of these this thing.
You know what,
but people jumped right in. People jumped right
jumped
in.
Jumped into so, the jump
yes.
in.
And that would be Larie Lowry. Larie is nice, our latest jumped in member. Nice. Thank you, Larie Lowry.
Nice.
Say it 5 times fast.
You do it.
You do it.
You do it.
You.
You.
Go.
Go.
Larie Lowry. Larie Lowry. Yep. You can't do it. Nope. You try it.
Larie Lowry. Larie Lowry.
Yep. Also, thank you to our friends over at the Autry House in Manzanita, nice. Florida. What, I always say Florida.
Do you really?
I did it the last time, and Dennis busted my chops.
I didn't even notice.
The Autry House. The Lowry House. Okay. The Autry House in Manzanita, Oregon. It is beautiful. It's a beautiful so place. Beautiful. Just go to their Facebook page or website. You'll see exactly what we're talking about. Friends over at MurTaylor.com, TheMurTaylor.com, 10% off any Gang of Two just by using Gang of Two, with the exception of the silicone products. These guys make really cool. They got hundreds of thousands of followers on Instagram.
It's amazing.
With their, whatever those things are called.
Mermaid
suits.
Suits.
Jackson and Barbara from WeBingeTV.com, who also have a podcast now.
Oh, really?
Yeah, they got a podcast
How's
now.
That
They're
go?
Like 6 episodes in, and it's really good.
Nice.
If you're looking for any information at all, a way to organize your television watching, a way to find things and find out where they are and how much time you have to invest and all that, these are your people. Go to WeBingeTV.com. Sasan and everybody from PrescientSurgical.com, a startup in San Francisco that's doing their best to keep people healthy. Thank you, Sasan, for all you do. Prestige Worldwide Web Services. Prestige Worldwide Web Services.
Worldwide Web.
If things go haywire, shit hits the fan with us. I'm going to call them.
Yeah.
I'm going to call them and see if they can do stuff for our show.
Yeah.
PrestigeWorldwide.online. It's PrestigeWorldwide.online. If you need some web stuff, go to them. Panini Pete.
Pete.
Love Panini Pete. Thank you so much for all your support on this, and all of your restaurants are fantastic. I know the times are tough and everything for all that. And look at that. I just started that right away. Isn't that fun?
Yeah.
Toby and everybody at RoughCutDecor.com. Use the promo code PODCART for 10% off. RoughCutDecor.com is there for you. They do some really good work. Check them out. Just go to the website and go, hey, that's what they're talking about. Jeff and Angie Strumayer. Jeff got the COVID.
Oh, that's right.
I hope I'm allowed to say that.
Have you talked to him?
We've exchanged texts.
Yeah, you probably should be talking about that.
And he's doing okay. He's doing all right. But he's a school teacher. Went back to school. Zap.
Privacy laws
yes.
and all.
I think we're fine. Cami, Psychic Cami. God damn it, I gotta say her name right.
Gotta do it.
Psychic Cami, psychiccami.com. You need yourself a psychic reading. She's been on the show now twice.
That's right.
We had fun with her. The first time was a lot of readings on us. The second time, we kind of got into it with her a little bit. Mm-hmm. It was pretty fun. And also, Cook, Flat, and Strobel, they're surveyors and engineers, is what they are. And they are licensed all over the place. Cook, Flat, I think that's what it is. And Strobel, surveyors and engineers. Thank you guys so much for all of your support on the show. I'm excited. We'll have more information for you very shortly about the live streaming shows. We know that there's only going to be, I don't know, probably a handful of people on watching it. But it's going to be fun with us having to perform live.
Is it?
I think it's going to be good. We're going to have to sit by each other, and it's going to be weird, but
we're going to
figure this out. Speaking of that, we can't say it, can we?
What?
On an upcoming show, Sherry and I had a buy on Amazon the other night.
Oh, yeah. We said we weren't going to. Okay.
It's just that's it.
All right.
I don't think anybody's going to know. We got. No. I think this is you talk about being high or something. Where did that come from?
I was reading an article.
Really?
About this. It was a...
You don't give it away.
Writer.
Okay. So this gave you an idea, and then everything fell into place, and you said that, because I mentioned something to you about the same subject.
Yeah.
And you said it's meant to be,
yep.
Get on Amazon and buy 2 of them.
Yep.
Oh boy.
We are gonna, this week.
I will hear, I'm going to tell you now, we are going to annoy the fuck out of you people.
Yes, we are. And each other.
I think it's going to be hilarious. Oh, anyway, so there's that. Everybody have a very strong week. It's good to be back in the fold. A lot of new things are going to be happening very quick. We do have the face of our website, like I talked about. Go by there, check it out. And, you know, things are going to happen real quick here. And the show's going to be getting more and more to it. So
It's going to get slick. Guests. It's going to get really slick.
I don't think we have the we don't have the capability to make it slick.
It's true.
But there you go. I got something for you.
That was earlier when I... Is that supposed to be crickets? Because it's not.
What would you say that is then?
It's somebody trying to make a cricket sound.
Okay, this has three sound effects left on it. There's applause.
That's one. Right.
There's a little.
Oh, you can do it all together.
There's a little drum shot.
Boom.
We should use this. I don't want to get rid of these.
I know, they're good.
And then we have the crickets.
That's not a cricket.
But I think after today's show and being back, we deserve this one. All right, guys. Be safe. Please share the show. We really appreciate you guys. And we're going to have some fish tacos and beer right now. And we're going to be joining you live. In fact, if you would like to leave an email, go to our Facebook page. Not Facebook. Damn it. Go to our website and click on the bottom contact and let us know what time works best for you guys. Let us know. Just give us an idea if you can. And we're going to try to figure it out because, you know, it's got to be fairly early for us because I go to bed so early on Mondays.
Exactly.
And we want the shows to continue to come out on Monday. So there you go.
Okay.
All right, guys. We'll talk to you later. Have a good day.